want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, 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 yeah, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is pomme tomaquette. I got a Facebook message from a former cook of ours. His girlfriend was heading to Spain and wanted some recommendations as to where to eat. I was happy to be asked, but the subject is vast and ever-changing. There are people who go to Spain every year, and they can barely keep up with how to answer that one. But it did pique my appetite, and that is an easier thing to do. I began to think of what my wife, Janet, and I might have for lunch by that time in the mid-morning, and with this inquiry, my hunger drifted into a Spanish mode. One of the great early books I bought on Spanish cuisine was written in 1988 by the fine author Coleman Andrews. Coleman went on to create Savour magazine and other notable things. In 1988, I was entering into a very heavy period of learning all I could about Spanish cooking, and luckily his book, Catalan Cuisine, entered my life. One of the passages I fell in love with was not only a recipe, but an evocation of a dish named pomme tomaquette. It literally means bread with tomato. I'm sure you can find the book online, and I advise you to get it if it is not in your library already. He was way ahead of the pack on realizing the power of Spanish cookery and what was about to wash upon our shores. We returned to a place we'd seen pomme tomaquette on the menu over in Coral Gables. The place is named Bulla. That translates as a lot of noise. That would not make me race to a restaurant, but this was the noise of a very happy people, and happy we soon were. Pomme tomaquette is bread that has been toasted, or better yet, grilled, and then you adorn it by cupping a split tomato and gently rubbing it back and forth across the crisp surface. The tomato is squeezed, the juices drip down into the porosity of the toast, and then you anoint it with olive oil and some wonderful flakes of salt. If you do this in the true Catalan manner, you actually rub both sides of the toast. This makes for a messy but sensational tapa. If you feel like it, and I would jump on the chance, add a few anchovies or the pickled boquerones that Spain is also famed for. To quote Coleman, Josep Espinas pointed out that the Catalan word for bread, pa, is, along with the universal ma, the first and most basic of our infantile syllables. I bring this up to underline the lesson that simple, elemental food is always of value. Pomme tomaquette would never have been created in Spain, of course, without the discovery of the New World. The star ingredient, the tomato, didn't reach the Catalan region until the 16th century, and it didn't really have a wide reception until 100 years or more later. All around us, guests were eating dishes from Spain. Many were enjoying glasses of wine, even though it was the lunch hour. Across the street stood another restaurant that was quite busy. I could see them eating the usual and predictable American fare with bottles of water. So sad. We, on the other hand, were nestled in the land of Quixote. And to that we say, Bulla. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free. Tilting at the windmills passing, who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek.